This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom aleichem, Lagun Chodesh. We're continuing Mishabrua Daf HaShavua. We have a short page today. We did part of it yesterday, so we're going to go for the double header. Okay? We should be able to do it in regular time. We're in the middle of Simen Tzadi Zayin Siv Beis. We're up to the Rama. The Mechaber said, you're not allowed to spit during the davening, and if it's not possible, then get it absorbed in your undergarment so it's not apparent. And if someone is an istinus and he can't do so, he throws it backward. Mishabru explains that he turns around or he throws it with his hand behind him, but not upward. Says Ramav, if you can't throw it back, that is to turn around and spit or to put in your hand and toss it back, Zarka l'smalai, throw it to your left side, avaloi l'yaminai, not to your right side. Says the Mishnah Berurah, nothing. So you throw it to the left and not to the right. The Ber Hitev quotes the Beis Yosef, who asks that here we're giving a person chashivas to the right side of a person, but when a person takes three steps back, he first bows to his left because that's the yamina of the Shechina. So it's a stira. What side is more important? Meaning here we say, don't spit to your right, but when you bow to your left to give cover to the right of the Shechina. So the Achronim say, when you're spitting, you're mesalek the Kavod HaShechina. So therefore, we go after you. When you take three steps back, that's Laman HaShechina, so therefore we focus on Yemin the Shechina. In other words, when you're taking three steps back, the focus is on the Shechina. When you're spitting, the focus is on you. Okay, Yesh Ladon. Anyway, the Rama continues. Certainly, you cannot spit in front of you. Says the Mishnah Berurah, "Chochkein lefanav." Ibnei Shamaspal Shechina lefanav. When you daven, the Shechina is opposite you. Mikamakem iev shaloi roik, im iev shaloi laroik ela lefanav eliminai. If your two options are either in front of you or to your right, v'umitztayer batfila, and you're distressed in your prayer, al yedei sheniyachal laroik, because you can't spit, mutter loy laroik liminoi, it is permitted to spit to your right, vafilu lefanav. Basically, if you have no options, the best is backward. If you can't, do it to the right, and if you can't, even in front of you. The Rama continues, v'ha delekaman bereish simen kufchav gimo shahi veich panav letzad smal tchila shu yamin shal kadosh baruch hu. This is the Beis Yosef's kasha that the Rama himself asks. Earlier in the beginning of Simen Kuf Chav Gimel, you first turn to the left, which is the right of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So why over here do we say spit to the left? Since the Shechina does not descend below 10 tefachim, the Shechina is not opposite you. Therefore, they accord honor to your right side, which is at the time of davening, because the Shechina is not there anyway. When a person takes three steps back, a person's distancing himself from the makam of tefila. Who can negate a Shechina? And he is opposite the Shechina. Well, if you go saying shalom l'smaylai, therefore you first say hello, you greet the left side. Sha'azhu keneged yaminoi shal kadosh baruch hu. This is what the Beis Yosef says in the name of his father. I don't know. I don't remember ever seeing the Beis Yosef quoting his father, and I don't fully understand what this chiluk is. That when it's a matter of the spitting, so then we accord kava to your right side. Why? Because anyway the Shechina is not there, because la'olam la'yarda Shechina lamata me'asara. So we honor your right side. But when you take three steps back, and you're marchik mimakam tefilasai, and now you're keneged the Shechina, then we honor the left side. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Yud, because I don't really understand what the Ramah is saying over here. What exactly is this chilak? What does it mean when you're spitting, it sounds like you're not keneged the Shechina? When you're taking three steps back, you are keneged the Shechina. So the Mishnah Berurah says in Siv Katan Yud, right, so Loimar, Al Karchach Kavanasai Oz Be'ez Hishtachavaya Lishtachavais Neged HaShechina. When you bow, your Kavana is to bow keneged the Shechina. So even though the Shechina is la yarda lamata me'asara, but your kavana is to direct yourself toward the Shechina, and the Shechina is to your left, which is the right of the Shechina. Ki haloi la yarda lamata. It doesn't descend. By the way, let's see Sif Katan Tes, because there he's going to bring the answer the Bar Hetev gave. V'achroinim tirtzu b'pshitas. The Achronim give a simple answer. Here, at the time that you're spitting, you're departing from the Shechina. Like we said in Simon Gimel, when you go to the restroom, you take leave of the Malachim. Therefore, we follow you, because you're taking leave of it. As opposed to when you're taking three steps back, by davening, you're bowing to the Shechina, we go by the Shechina. By taking leave, you're leaving the Shechina, we go by you. That was the answer of the Bar Hetev. Fine. Weiter. Sif Gimel. Im kina oi katztoi. If you get bit by a louse, you're middle of davening, and you see there is a louse on you. Yemashmesh begadav asir shleitas batakam nasa. You should fidget around your clothing to remove it, not to remove out your kavana. Avolay yisrael biyada. Don't remove with your hand. Haga v'davka b'shas tefila. That's during davening. Avol shaloi b'shas tefila. Not during davening. Yachalito, you could take it. Yachalito kina, you could take it. Ozarka v'esaknesis and throw it in the shul. Va'ayin le'el sim dalet sif yirches. Says the Mishnah Berurah biyada. V'im avar netala. Let's say you touched it. You remove your hand. You shav shiv yada because to wipe your hand on the wall, aibedaver acher or something else. Ukidal el b'simin tzadi beisif vav. Why should we look simin dalet sif yirches? The mevayer shamdan again. But kino tzarich lito yada b'mayim. You have to wash your hands with water because of ruach ra. Mibnei ruach ra hasher al yadayim. V'choshkein hu kaidem atfila. Certainly before davening, the tzarich lito yada b'mayim mibnei hatfila. However, this is a kina, a louse. What about a parosh? Ma parosh be modern Hebrew. A flea, a fly, a mosquito? I don't know. We'll look it up. A different kind of bug, other kinds of bugs. The din of ruach ra. L'chayr, din of ruach is only if you have a louse. Other bugs, if there's a ladybug, or a spider, or an ant, v'chahina, v'chahina, then you just, it's dialet b'ni kain ba'ama. All right, this concludes today's portion. We're doing one more, with your permission. Okay, shkayach.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class, brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.